From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Don. Welcome back.
It's fun to be back in this chair. I've been covering the White House for the last 5 years, and I have to tell you, my kids are much more impressed that I'm talking to you than that I see the president all the time.
Oh, that's so funny.
And they're home listening. So why don't you remind us, if you would, of the challenge you left us with last week?
Yes, it came from listener Eric Berlin of Milford, Connecticut. I said, think of two different words meaning desire. Add the same letter in front of each of them, and you'll get two new words, each meaning get rid of. What words are these?
And the answer is?
The words meaning desire are itch and urge. Put a P in front of each of them, and you get pitch and purge.
Pitch and purge. All right. Well, we had over 1,400 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner, as always, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Avi Katz from Cupertino, California. Avi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did I say that correctly? Is it Cupertino?
Cupertino.
Cupertino. Cupertino. Tell me where that is.
Well, Cupertino is in the heart of Silicon Valley near San Jose. And we've just celebrated our 50th anniversary of existence.
Excellent. And what do you do there?
I am president of the school board for the high school district, and I'm up for re-election in November.
All right. Maybe next week we'll have to give equal time to somebody. How long have you been playing the puzzle every Sunday?
Well, my daughter and I have been listening to it for about a year.
All right.
And we play it together.
And you're ready to play now?
I'm about to find out.
Well, here we go. Will, meet Avi, and let's play the game.
All right, Avi and Don, the initials ET stand for extraterrestrial. They're also the initials of the following familiar two-word phrases. Answer the clues to get them. And number one, if a politician is attacked on television, what he might demand?
Extra time.
Well, what kind of time? A different kind of time. And Don just said it.
This has already come up today.
equal time.
Equal time is it. Good. That is so funny that that came up a few seconds ago. Number two, a tourist site in Paris.
Eiffel Tower.
That's right. A sitting duck for an attack.
Sitting duck for an attack. Boy, I don't know.
Do you know this one, Don?
I think I do. No Dick Cheney jokes here.
Go ahead.
Would it be Easy Target?
Easy Target, is it? Try this one. A flowing out of water at the beach.
Ebb tide.
Ebb tide is right. A kitchen sand clock that goes 3 to 5 minutes.
Egg timer.
Right. It doesn't make local stops.
Express train.
Right. A kitchen appliance that browns bread.
Kitchen appliance that browns bread. A toaster.
What kind?
Electric toaster.
Electric toaster is right. A device used in a TV.
Electric tube?
What kind of tube? A different kind of tube.
It's an electronic term, right?
Yeah. In fact, you just said the first 8 letters of that, Don.
Electronic.
Electron tube, is it?
Electron tube. Okay, good.
Try this one. Whom a student learns grammar from?
English teacher.
Right. A completely regular three-sided shape.
Equilateral triangle.
That's right. Money owed the government when someone dies.
Let's see, that would be a tax. It would be a state tax.
Estate tax is right. What Caesar reputedly said to Brutus?
Et tu, Brute.
Et tu is right. Piece of furniture beside a sofa.
End table.
Uh-huh. A stately shade provider.
A stately shade provider.
What would be beside a house that would cast some real nice shade? It's a classic tree that you don't see much nowadays.
Elm?
Elm tree is right.
Yeah.
An alter ego who makes you do bad things.
I can think of a lot of friends that try to do that. Let's see. Alter ego.
It's a plot device used by a lot of bad TV shows, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Go Go ahead, Don. Do you know this?
Evil twin.
An evil twin. Very good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Something you take using a chart at the Motor Vehicle Bureau.
Eye test.
Eye test is right. Okay. And here's your last one, 40 minutes before noon.
11:30.
No,
11:20.
11:20 is it. Good job.
Excellent, Happy. That was fun. You were right there.
Thank you.
How did it feel?
It felt good, but it's different doing it on the air than doing it at home with my daughter.
How many times have you heard that, Will?
I've heard that a lot.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Avi, what member station do you listen to?
KQED in San Francisco.
Excellent. Avi Katz from Cupertino, California. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle today.
Thank you very much.
So, Will, you have a challenge for next week?
Yes, it's short and simple. Take the phrase, take bets on, TakeBetsOn. Rearrange these 10 letters to name something to eat. So again, take bets on, rearrange these 10 letters to name something to eat. What is it?
And when you have the answer, remember there's a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but you can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the Puzzle Editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Don.